The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 274, Comrade Disky Park.
You think the guy McMillan is meeting is our arms dealer from the park in Annapolis?
I'm sure of it.
And that doesn't make any sense. They just met in Annapolis. Why would they come all the way out to a golf course at Fort Sheridan?
Well, sometimes these things never make sense. I'm going to take a photo and send it to Kelly so she can verify that it's him. I just need him to turn just a little and... right there. Got him.
Can you tell if they're passing anything?
I don't see anything. Looks like they just shook hands. No, wait. Right after they shook hands, the Russian put his hand in his pocket.
The one he shook hands with?
Yep.
I bet McMillan handed off a small thumb drive.
That's very possible. Oh, Kelly messaged me back.
And?
It's definitely our arms dealer. Something's going down. I don't think they're exchanging recipes.
Should we call the feds?
No, not just yet. We actually didn't see anything exchange hands. I'll notify Kate. She'll let her Homeland Security people decide on what to do. I think they want more probable cause before rolling in here like gangbusters.
Well, that makes sense. They seem to be having a pretty good conversation. I would think if you meet secretly and pass secrets, you'd want to get out of there as quickly as possible.
I agree. Why hang around? You know, make the exchange and get out.
Hey, maybe they're discussing lunch plans. When do we leave for Baltimore?
Well, we have about 4 hours before we need to check in. Why?
Just wondering. If they're talking about lunch, I think we need to follow them for sure.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Look, don't worry. I'll make sure those stomachs are full before we leave. I'd hate for them to go off and start growling. Pilots will be forced to make an emergency landing in Pittsburgh because it sounded like they lost one of their engines.
Well, that would be bad. So make sure I have a good meal before we leave.
That's at the top of my list. All right, well, it looks like they're headed for the clubhouse.
So you think they're going to play a round of golf?
Well, no, in a little bit. Usually at a course this big, you would need a tee time.
Tee time? I thought that was a British thing, like 4 o'clock.
No, tee. T-E-E. That's the time you're scheduled to play golf.
Oh, I see. Your language is not the easiest to learn. Now, what's the idea of this game?
Well, you know, it kind of sounds silly when you go to describe it, but you hit a small ball with clubs that have different degrees of pitch. The idea is to hit the ball into a hole with the fewest strokes.
So you hit a little ball with a stick into a hole in the ground. You're right, it does sound silly, like most of your games. Skeet shooting is an exception. That's a brilliant game.
Yeah. Well, look, they could also be going into the clubhouse for lunch.
Finally, something that makes sense. What should we do in either case?
What you've been begging me to do all along. They're inside. Here's the tracker, mounted on McMillan's car. Once that's done, we can go somewhere to eat. When he leaves, we can track him.
What about the Russian's car? If he leaves, we can track him to maybe his headquarters.
You know, I thought about that, but someone in his position is going to be very aware of things like trackers. He probably does an electronic sweep of his vehicle nightly. I don't want him to discover that he was under surveillance. It could ruin everything.
That's a good idea. I suppose once we get back to the rental agency, I will need to retrieve the tracker from McMillan's rental.
Exactly. We don't want to... rental service finding it and then contacting him and saying, oh, look, somebody's been monitoring you. All right, now go, they're inside.
All right, I'll be back before you can say a bucket of extra crispy.
Slane, are you suited up?
Copy that. I'm fully suited, ready for depressurization.
Stand by. Captain Nate, the bridge is yours for shuttle capture.
I have the con. Captain Tam, do you have a visual on the shuttle?
I have the shuttle in my sights. Standing by for zero-G operations.
Georgia, initiate zero-G operations.
Slowing down rotation. Depolarizing view screens. Going to natural vision.
Slane, open the shuttle bay doors.
Shuttle doors open.
Rotation has stopped. We are at 0 G's.
Captain Tam, maneuver the Mercury into position.
Slowing to match shuttle speed.
Georgia, run infrared scan and search for life forms.
Scanning. I detect one life form aboard. Life support systems are on.
That's good. The J-Mac should be all right.
Why do you think they made him comfortable? Did they expect us to catch him?
My guess is they plan to send the shuttle into re-entry to burn up.
The shuttle is in position, extending grappling gear.
Prometheus, this is the Mercury.
Go ahead.
We've caught up with the shuttle and are beginning retrieval operations.
Excellent. Any sign of life on board?
Yes, we're picking up one life form, and Georgia says all life support systems are online.
Very good. We are still in pursuit of several targets. Once you rejoin us, we have a plan to utilize the three shuttles to expand the search.
Sounds good. We'll let you know once we've completed the capture and are en route.
We'll be waiting.
I have a positive contact, and we are locked on.
Stand by. Georgia, please run the electronic scan and look for explosives.
Scanning now. Scan complete. The shuttle is clean.
Thank you. Captain Tam, begin retrieving.
Aye, aye. Retrieval initiated.
Bridge to shuttle bay. Stand by to retrieve the shuttle.
I'm ready.
Georgia, initiate EMP to disable the shuttle.
EMP in 3, 2, 1. Shuttle electrical system has been disabled.
Check all latches.
Confirmed. All latches are locked on and secure. Retrieving into bay.
I have visual. Steady as she goes.
Excellent work, everyone. Let's hope Jomac's okay.
You're clear, bay door. Hold position and close bay doors.
Holding position, closing launch bay doors.
Stand by while I secure the shuttle.
Come about to the new bearing.
Coming about 150 degrees starboard for rendezvous with Prometheus.
All ahead, standard.
Aye, aye.
Slane, how does the shuttle look? Do you see any damage?
It looks good. I've almost tied it down.
Sounds good. Prometheus, this is Mercury.
This is Prometheus.
We've captured the shuttle. Slane is securing it. We've set a course for your location.
Understood. We are still pursuing what we think is an alien ship with Hanukkah.
Copy that. It will be a few minutes before we know anything about Jomac's condition. Once the shuttle has been secured, we'll pressurize the shuttle bay and open its hatch.
Copy that. We'll be standing by.
I can't believe you not only found Sandy Summers, but she's here and willing to talk.
Yeah, that might mean that she liked the guy back in the day and is curious about why we're looking for him.
Would you tell her?
As much of the truth that I could. We're CID, and we're looking for a missing Major Meredith, and we believe he is actually John Windsor.
Well, this should be interesting. Do we take the next right?
Yes, Mulberry Drive. It's the second house on the right.
Does she have any family at home right now?
She's a single mom, and her kids are away at college, so that might be why she was so willing to speak with us. Here it is.
Hey, Scarlett?
Hello, Mrs. Summers.
Please, come in and call me Sandy.
Thank you so much for meeting with us. This is my partner, Mr. Dave Thornton.
Pleasure to meet you, Sandy. And please, no one calls me Dave. Pappy will do.
That's kind of a unique nickname.
Well, when you've been around as long as I have, it kind of sticks.
Let's go into the living room here. Have a seat. Now, can I get you anything?
No, thank you. We ate not too long ago. We don't want to take up too much of your time.
Oh, this is no bother at all. I'm really curious about your case. So you think Jonathan didn't die in a boating accident?
Our research shows his body was never found.
We've been digging into his past, and through DNA research, we established relatives.
We've interviewed these relatives, and they were able to positively identify our Major Meredith as Jonathan Windsor.
It was going by through his yearbook that we found you.
The prom picture. I thought I burned all those copies. That dress, what was I thinking?
Oh, believe me, I know exactly how you feel.
We need to try and understand what Jonathan was like, so I hope you don't mind talking about him.
Ask away.
I guess right off the bat, and this is a delicate question, but since you went to the prom with Jonathan, were you two a couple at the time?
Not really. It was a matter of convenience. My date was sick and Jonathan hadn't planned on going. We were casual friends, so he said he'd take me.
Interesting. That didn't raise any eyebrows?
Of course it did. That was the fun part. My best friends all knew what was going on, but the rest of the class were gossiping like a bunch of old ladies.
What kind of reputation did Jonathan have?
You've heard the expression, still waters run deep. Well, he was the Mariana Trench.
Well, what do you mean by that?
I mean his water was deep. Nobody really knew him. On the outside, he was okay. He talked to you and all, but you never knew what he was thinking. At least I didn't.
Did he seem preoccupied?
I think that's an accurate description. I heard some things about him, but I don't know if they were true or not.
What kind of things?
Oh, things like he was mixed up with some bad people. It could have all been a big put-on, but he always acted like nothing about school was really important.
Was he a bad student? Did he get in a lot of fights?
Well, that's kind of the weird thing. He seemed to slide by enough, just enough, to get into college, and he always managed to talk his way out of anything. I guess people thought he ran with a tough crowd because he was never afraid of anyone.
Did he get bullied a lot?
Not really, because people thought he had connections.
By connections, do you mean suspicious-looking guys who make offers you can't refuse?
Yeah. Something like that. I do know that he went to the races a lot with his uncle, Joe. I often wondered if that was the source of the rumors.
Do you know if he bet on the horses?
Sometimes he would brag about winning big.
What about losing big?
He would say, "No worries, I can make it up."
Would you have any idea if he was losing when he disappeared?
I really don't know, but there was a rumor going around after he disappeared. Something about he was in debt and some bookie had taken him out.
Seriously? Seems something like that would have shown up in the police report.
Like I said, it was just a rumor. Small town gossip.
Is there anything else you can think of?
Just one, but it might not be important.
Tell us. We'll determine if it's important or not.
He went missing while fishing. Jonathan said he didn't like fishing. He didn't eat fish, and he thought it was extremely boring. I just thought it odd that he went that day.
Thank you, Sandy. This has been most helpful.
Yes, we have a lot of new information now.
I'm glad I could help. If you find out that he's still alive, could you let me know?
Sure thing. And thank you once again.
My pleasure.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Korski?
It fits the Rage MO. Find someone disenfranchised, in debt, or in trouble, and then solve all of their problems and give them an opportunity to seek revenge on the system.
Like Hank, or Scarlett Jernigan.
I'm afraid so. They caught me at the right time. I watched an officer walk away a free man after killing my parents. No one would help me except you, but you lost the case. Rage offered me retribution.
And the irony is, here you are with me, tracking down someone who did the same thing you did.
Yes, and Korski is in jail, and I now work for the IDF.
Let's get back to the courthouse. We need to talk to Vice and see if they have any records on bookies going back to the time when Jonathan disappeared.
Marco, how many viable targets do we have?
I estimate 4. All the other targets are headed away from the nearest habitable moon or planet. These 4 are about the size of the alien frigate we're after.
If we could get the Mercury here, we'd have more than enough ships to cover the search. What's the latest?
The shuttle has been retrieved and Slane is tying it down. They need to pressurize the shuttle bay and then resume gravitational rotation. They are already in an intercept course to catch up with us.
I'm impressed with their tactics. But then again, General Hanukkah is a pretty good strategist.
Well, hopefully he's only pretty good. So far, he hasn't really fooled us. We can be fairly certain that he's in one of those 4 ships. Marco, do any of them match the infrared image Georgia sent?
Well, out of the 4, one of them's the closest. But remember, he's a pirate. And he probably has the capability to cloak his ship.
Agent Simon, maybe we should ready our shuttle in case they split up.
We're a little too far out to separate just yet. However, you can begin diagnostics on it.
Copy that. I'll start a systems check and have it ready to go.
Lenora, do you think there is a possibility that all these decoy ships might double back and try and rescue Hanukkah and his guard?
Honestly, I don't. There is a struggle for control over Rage, or at least what's left of it. I think Hanukkah would be happy to have both Lister and Ursula out of the way.
That makes sense to me. Right now, he's got the opportunity to be the head honcho of Rage. Why would he rescue Lister and fall back to number 2?
Maybe Lister has a loyal base and he would need him to pull Rage back together?
That's a possibility. But we haven't seen much support for Lister.
Yeah, that's true. He didn't get a single X-Rage soldier to follow him at the mercenary camp.
Well, that was at the camp where everyone had already settled into a new life. Ursula kept talking about pockets of Rage in the galaxy that still support him. Hanukkah may need Lister to bring those soldiers back into the fold.
That's definitely something to consider. We don't know what kind of support he has beyond the Baldabar system.
Once the Mercury catches up with us, we will be able to defend it against any surprise attack.
Shuttle has passed all pre-flight inspections. All 4 spacecraft are still on course.
Continue on course. Gabby, can you run diagnostics on our defenses system?
Can do.
Marco, do the same for our weapons system.
On it.
Lenora, take control of comms. Start scanning all frequencies for any radio traffic.
I'll scan both UHF and VHF frequencies. I don't believe we can trust any transponder signals.
I agree. I'm hoping we can pick up some radio chatter. There are too many ships out there not to be talking to each other.
We have an open channel call from the Mercury. Go ahead, Mercury.
We've secured the shuttle, and Slane is currently waiting for pressurization of the bay to open the hatch.
Excellent. Do you have an estimate to reach our location?
We expect to intercept your course in about 30 standard minutes. We'll advise you on JOMAC status once Slane gets to him.
That would be most appreciated. We are continuing our pursuit of 4 possible targets. We have readied the shuttle. I, Gabby, and Marco will take the shuttle, while Liam and Lenora will take Prometheus.
Tam and Slane will take the Mercury shuttle, while Nate and I remain with the Mercury. If JOMAC is fit and his shuttle is good to go, he can follow Captain Tam and Slane.
Sounds like a plan.
Barometric pressure reading 29.92. Atmospheric pressure is 14 psi. Georgia, check O2 levels, please.
Oxygen saturation is 21%. Nitrogen is at 78%. You are clear to remove your helmet.
Copy that.
Air is good. Proceeding to the shuttle hatch. I've connected the slave cable. Do you have a pressure reading for the alien shuttle?
The shuttle has reached a thermodynamic equilibrium with the Mercury. It is safe to open the hatch.
Please notify JOMAC that I'm about to open the hatch.
Crewman, JOMAC, Agent Slane is opening your hatch. Do not be alarmed.
I'm not alarmed, just impatient. Tell him to hurry up.
Well, it's about time.
It's about space. about strange people in the strangest place.
What do you mean, strange people?
Oh, I guess that show wasn't popular in Australia. Lie still, let me get you out of this harness.
I was hoping it was you when the shuttle lost all its power. At least this time they left the heat on.
Let everyone know Joe Mack is complaining, so he's fine.
Good to hear.
How long did it take you to figure out it was just me in here?
We suspected it pretty much right away. The Prometheus picked up Hinaka's trail, and they're following four ships with the same transponder code.
Do you know anything about the captain of that ship?
His name is Zardoz. He's pretty much a pirate.
Did you get any kind of sense about a possible rescue mission?
Yeah, there won't be one. They want Lister out of the way.
Sure, you've had a rough time of it. Is there anything we can get you?
Too right. Bring me a nice cold one.
Anything from Holiday yet?
No, they're still looking for Mr. and Mrs. Lee. They didn't cancel their flight. They just never showed up.
Florida is the perfect place to hide. It's probably one of the most ethnically diverse states in the Union. Your job deals with Chinese immigration. What do you know about Florida?
Up until the 1940s, the Anti-Chinese Federal Immigration Act blocked settlement, especially in post-World War II Florida. The Asian population today is only 1.7%, and just 0.6% of that is Chinese. This is in spite of the fact that China is the third largest trading partner in Miami. They account for $6.7 billion worth of trade a year.
You'd think such a heavy reliance on trade, the population would be higher, like San Francisco or even New York.
Well, it's nearly 10% there. I do know there's an effort to build a Chinese cultural center in Miami, but that's about it.
So they could be anywhere. I bet they never intended to come back.
I don't know. Why buy a two-way ticket if you plan to stay in Florida?
Maybe they thought that would look too suspicious.
Then what about leaving their personal belongings and their business behind?
You know how Rage operates. They just promise them more.
But it still gets back to why blow everything up? If they were trying to hide things, why not just slowly remove everything you don't want found? I'm thinking that possibly they were also a target. Maybe Rage was offering them protection and they refused to pay.
That's pretty old school.
Rage is pretty old school. I wouldn't put it past them.
This was to cover up something here. They did a good job. The only thing we even partially salvaged was this DC map. It seems like an old-fashioned B&E would have taken care of that.
It does seem a bit heavy-handed. Are you sure we've covered every square inch of that place?
Yes. As far as we can determine, other than the map, there was nothing out of the ordinary in the rubble.
Right now, I'm convinced that the Lees were totally involved with Rage. I don't think that they were a target at all. Wong and Kuo sponsored them, and those two were Rage ringleaders. The store is right next to where Jeremy Parks worked, and he was also a Rage leader. They had to be in the middle of it.
I tend to agree with you. That's why finding them should be priority number one.
Holiday assured me that it is. I agree with you. Finding them and getting them to talk will break the case wide open. All right, no more Rage talk. Here comes Hernandez.
Back so soon?
Hey, no rest for the weary.
So what did you find?
Mr. and Miss Lee had no family here living in the States. They moved here 5 years from Taiwan. Miss Lee had worked for one of the sponsors back in Taiwan.
Which one?
A Miss Wei Wong.
Do you know what she did for her?
She was her housekeeper. That's why Miss Wong sponsored her.
Makes sense. So there are no relatives we can contact who live here in the States.
That's correct. There's no one but them.
I don't know, Nelson. I might be going to Florida.
Sorry, but it's a little warm in here. Oh, look, here they come. I wonder if they ate something good.
Look, you know, if there's ever a need for a food detective, I'm recommending you.
Gee, thanks. That would be a perfect job.
I don't think so.
Why do you say that?
Because you'd eat all the evidence.
True. Man, there's sure a lot of hand gesturing going on there.
Yeah, a lot of people talk like that. I had a troop in my company who was trying to explain something he witnessed. He was struggling. My first sergeant said, well, you know, he was from Los Angeles, and he said, look, sir, he needs to stand at ease and use his hands to talk. He's from East L.A.
Did it help?
Yeah. He walked all around my office and pantomimed the whole scene. Looked like they're headed to the trunk of the Russian's car.
Is that a gun?
Yeah, and he's pointing it right at McMillan.
Have Barnes and Sam witnessed a deal gone bad? Will the Mercury reach the Prometheus on time? Will Holiday be able to locate the Lee family in Florida? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Gun for Hire.